But then this thing can be overdone. I've heard somebody say, in fact, there's even a song by that our parents are a god, are a second god. Oh no. You are to honor your father, to honor your mother, but you must understand they are not God. They are parents. They can't play two roles. Your parents are not God. You know, once you take your parents as God, then you are going to disobey God in order to honor your parents. I know somebody who said they married a non-Christian girl because the parents told him to. The word of God says you cannot be an equal with an unbeliever. Your mother says this is a good girl for you, although she is not saved. And you have to make up a choice whether to obey your parents or to obey God. It needs to be understood that your parents are not God. You should never do something because your parents tell you, which is not going to honor God. I think it will be important for you to set out and differentiate that relationship. So it is okay to disobey your parents if by obeying them, you are going to end up messing up with God's requirements. And so even despite all these emphases, honor your mother and your father. There is a limit. There is God, and that's why God put the command of worshiping him up front. So by the time you come to your parents, you don't start thinking they are the same level with God. You must differentiate so that the honor to God will be honor to God, and honor to your parents will be honor to your parents. But the parents must remain where they are as human beings who have played a major role in your life. But God is with you. He is your creator. You know, we normally call the maternity place a delivery room. Why? Because your mother delivers you. God creates you, puts you in your mother's womb, then he delivers you. You don't belong to your mother. You belong to God, but he's the one who delivers you in the delivery room. So you must understand your allegiance, total allegiance is to God. You cannot follow the wrong way. Your parents are following the wrong way.